In Kabul, Afghanistan's capital, the trial of 8 foreign aid workers resumes tomorrow. They are employees of the German-based Christian aid organization Shelter Now International. They include 2 Americans, Dana Curry and Heather Mercer, plus 2 Australians and 4 Germans. The 8 face charges of promoting Christianity and trying to convert Afghan Muslims. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Kabul.
Friday is prayer day in the Afghan capital. No courts function, no government offices are open, and neither are the city's schools. And school-age boys take advantage of that fact by flocking to one of the city's few playgrounds for a little relief from the numbing routine of daily life here, hurling themselves down slides or piling onto swings and seesaws. For the foreign aid workers, today marks their 5th week in detention. For the parents of the 2 American detainees who came here 11 days ago to see their children, it's another day of waiting with no idea of how or when or if they'll be able to take their children home. And for foreign diplomats, it is another day of trying to figure out how the trial is being conducted, information the Taliban has so far been unwilling to share. Confusion seems to be the order of the day. Francis Vendrell is the United Nations Special Envoy for Afghanistan, who returned to Kabul yesterday morning.
Some proceedings have begun, but I have to find out far more as to at what point the defendants appear in court. Of course, they need, if they are going to be defended, they obviously can't be defended if they don't know what the exact accusations are. And I think it would be very good if, in fact, outside observers were present at the trial to ensure that the trial conforms to international norms.
In an attempt to get some answers, diplomats from the U.S., Germany, and Australia yesterday met with the chief of protocol at the Taliban Foreign Ministry. But they emerged from that meeting, their first with the Taliban in more than a week, with little in the way of new information. U.S. diplomat David Donahue could only speculate as to what stage the trial is at.
I think this is an investigative stage where the justice or justices look at the evidence and then make a determination about an indictment. Maybe it would be a pretrial. I don't know what you would call that. Maybe a grand jury even type thing. But these are guesses. We don't have any specific information from legal authorities on that.
Some Taliban officials have said the 8 workers may simply be expelled if found guilty. Others have said they may be hanged. One thing, however, is clear. The Taliban supreme leader, Mullah Muhammad Omar, has the option of pardoning the Shelter Now workers if they are found guilty, no matter what the sentence is. Meanwhile, Taliban foreign ministry officials yesterday presented journalists with evidence they say shows that other aid organizations were involved in proselytizing. Bibles and other religious literature in the local languages of Pashto and Dari were displayed, as were audio and video cassettes, including one video on the life of Jesus. Taliban officials said the materials were seized from the offices of the International Assistance Mission, or IAM, one of 2 groups expelled from the country by the Taliban last week. The Taliban Foreign Minister Wakil Ahmad Mutawakil said Afghanistan needs and welcomes foreign assistance to help rebuild the country, but not, he said, assistance at the expense of our faith. Other NGOs must abide by the rules, Mutawakil said, or face the same fate as the Shelter Now workers. At a bakery in the Mikrorian district of the city, workers were busy this morning kneading, pounding, and flattening the long, thin pieces of bread that are a staple of most people's diet here. This bakery is subsidized by the United Nations World Food Program. It is one of many scattered around the city that help meet the daily needs of the hundreds of thousands of people here who depend on such aid. Most people interviewed at this bakery this morning said they welcomed foreign assistance, but not echoing what the foreign minister said if it comes with strings attached. Bilal, an unemployed 50-year-old in a black turban and a scowl, says the detained foreign workers should be punished. What punishment they should receive is up to the court, not me, he says, but they should be punished in accordance with Sharia law. It is wrong when they come here in the name of helping, he says, but are preaching Christianity. We should not be asked to convert to another religion, says another man, 29-year-old Mohammed Wasif, but he says the punishment for the 8 Shelter Now workers shouldn't be so severe that other aid agencies consider pulling out. If the foreign assistance ends, he says, people will die. It's that simple. There are no jobs here, and the people have no money, he says. If they leave, it would be a disaster. The best solution, he says, is to expel the 8 Shelter Now workers, but let the rest continue their work. That's a solution the aid workers would probably accept gladly. The question now is whether it's one the Taliban will find acceptable as well. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Kabul.